Welcome to a new Pros.com podcast. Today I interview Pros.com staff member Lucia Lisinski on powwows at Pros.com. Lucia will be organizing the powwow in La Plata, which will take place on Saturday, November 17th. Let's hear what she has to say. Hi, Lucia. Thanks for taking the time to do this interview with me. With the powwow in La Plata in a few days, I just had some general questions for you about powwows. First of all, could you tell us what powwows are exactly?
Sure. Well, Pros.com powwows are informal get-togethers of groups of Pros.com users and members who are living in close proximity, that is, in the same city or near. What's great about these meetings is that they provide an opportunity for networking and informal socializing among language professionals and a chance to meet the people behind Pros.com profiles that interact in kudos, forums, and other active site areas.
And what happens at powwows?
Well, most powwow organizers offer attendees an opportunity to introduce themselves and make, for instance, announcements during the event. Sometimes a theme, such as cat tools or literature, is selected, and attendees may volunteer to speak on that topic. We've even had some good powwows in which representatives from large clients or cat tools vendors presented on a topic that interested attendees. In general, this has been well received, though it is important that the tone of such meetings is kept informative rather than commercial. Some powwows have no agenda and no theme, and that is fine too. Basically, it's up to organizers and attendees to create and shape the event.
Who can organize powwows and who can attend this event?
Any Pros.com paying member can propose a powwow, or any Pros.com user with a verified identity can propose a powwow, and anyone who is registered with Pros.com may attend, regardless of membership status. In addition, spouses, children, and guests of members are also welcomed.
Is there a fee to attend a powwow?
For now, there's no charge to attend a Pros.com powwow. However, attendees may be expected to contribute their portion of event expenses. For example, if the powwow is a small coffee or dinner meeting, it will probably be pay your own way. That is, you pay for what you eat or what you drink.
Finally, where would I be able to learn more about upcoming powwows?
A list of upcoming powwows is always available in the powwow section. Anyone can see this list by mousing over the member activities menu tab at Pros.com and then clicking on powwows. Right now, the first powwow on that list is the one I'm organizing in La Plata in Buenos Aires, but there are other powwows being organized, for instance, in Brazil, Canada, very few in Germany, Spain, and even France. In sum, there are now over 20 different powwows scheduled for before the end of this year. Some of these are powwows in the same country, but in different cities. So if anyone is interested in having a good time with fellow colleagues and learn more about how things are going in the industry in a given area, just check the upcoming powwow section and sign up.
Thanks again, Lucia, and be sure to check out the powwows page located under the Member Activities tab to find upcoming powwows in your area.
Thank you, Maria.